cattle futures rallied back Monday. Even if Mother Nature allows beef cow slaughter to moderate, the annual net culling rate will likely be historically high, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 3rd of May. Cattle futures rallied Monday, helped along by lower corn futures, oversold conditions, expanding open interest, and opening the books on a new month. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $5.04 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.67 higher, from 97 cents higher toward the back to $2.55 higher in New Spot June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were steady in the Southern Plains at $140 a hundredweight, $2 higher in Colorado at $145 to $147, steady to $2 higher in Nebraska at $146, and steady to $1 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $145 to $147. Dress prices were $2 higher at $232. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.77 higher Monday afternoon at $262.55 a hundredweight. Select was 26 cents higher at $248.23. Nationwide last week, calves and feeder cattle sold steady to $3 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Through mid-session on Monday, feeder steers were selling steady to $2 higher, and feeder heifers were trading steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Steer and heifer calves were selling $2 to $4 lower. There were an estimated 9,600 head on offer. And at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $4 to $6 lower and then steady to $2 higher at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $3 to $7 lower and then steady at heavier weights. There are 6,495 head on offer.
Whoa, Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Grain futures tumbled to start the week, pressured by needed moisture in the Corn Belt, although it could further delay planting. As of May 1st, according to USDA's latest crop progress report, 14% of corn was planted, which was 28% less than last year and 19% less than average. Corn futures closed mostly 7 to 10 cents lower on Monday. Soybean futures closed 22 to 39 cents lower in the front six contracts, and then mostly 15 to 19 cents lower. 8% of soybeans were in the ground, which was 14% less than last year, and 5% less than average. National pasture and range conditions are beginning the season in expectedly tough shape, with 18% rated as good or excellent, compared to 22% a year earlier. Conversely, 56% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 47% a year ago. Also of note, 27% of winter wheat was rated in good or excellent condition, compared to 48% a year earlier. 42% was rated poor or very poor, compared to 19% at the same time last year. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Monday, finding some firmness following the previous session's massive downturn, but amid volatile two-sided trading as investors try to peg value. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 84 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 201 points. Through mid-April, Beef cow slaughter was up 16.9% year over year, a surprisingly strong rate of cow slaughter for this time of year, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains this likely reflects continuing drought impacts carried over from last year, combined with very strong cull cow prices and limited forage prospects going forward. Peel explains the current pace of beef cow slaughter suggests an annual beef herd culling rate of 13.8%, a record in data going back to 1986. Culling at that level suggests the beef cow inventory would likely decrease by 4% year over year and decline below 29 million head as of January 1, 2023. That would be the largest annual beef cow herd decrease since the mid-1980s. However, Peel says it's unlikely the pace of culling so far this year will continue throughout 2022. By way of comparison, he explains if beef cow slaughter averaged 9% higher year over year, the same as last year, and unlikely at this point, it would imply an annual culling rate of just less than 13%, still a record. The 2023 beef cow herd would be roughly 29.2 million head, down about 3% year over year. On the other hand, if beef cow slaughter ended up 13% more year over year, net beef herd culling would be more than 13%, resulting in a January 1st beef cow inventory of approximately 29 million head, or 3.5% less year over year. Dramatic and immediate improvement in drought conditions could allow the industry to avoid these rather dire results, Peel says, explaining the next few months will likely have impacts on the cattle industry for several years. Drought conditions, the result in the levels of liquidation described, would also prevent retention of replacement heifers. According to Peel, this implies that, if conditions don't improve until late this year or into next year, better conditions in 2023 would, at best, allow the industry to stabilize inventories and lay the groundwork to begin recovery in 2024 at the earliest. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 3rd of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.